Small wonder if I fall asleep from weariness. Small wonder, said they, when the explanation stands close at hand in a jug. Come, give us a taste of your sleeping draught before we fall to. No need to wake the turnkey yonder. He's had his share by the looks of it. Then they drank once round and became mighty merry all of a sudden. But they did not quite lose their wits. Save us, Galleon, cried some. You began your feasting early and muddled your wits. You've stacked some full casks here instead of the empty one, if there's anything in weight. Get on with the work, growled the butler. There is nothing in the feeling of weight in an idle tosspot's arms. These are the ones to go and no others. Do as I say. Very well, very well, they answered, rolling the barrels to the opening. On your head be it, if the king's full butter tubs and his best wine is pushed into the river for the lake men to feast on for nothing.
Roll, 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 rolling down the hole. Heave, ho, splash, plump, down they go, down they bump.
So they sang as first one barrel and then another rumbled to the dark opening and was pushed over into the cold water some feet below. Some were barrels really empty, some were tubs neatly packed with a dwarf each, but down they all went, one after another, with many a clash and a bump, thudding on top of ones below, smacking into the water, jostling against the walls of the tunnel, knocking into one another, and bobbing away down the current. It was just at this moment that Bilbo suddenly discovered the weak point in his plan. Most likely you saw it some time ago, and have been laughing at him. But I don't suppose you would have done half as well yourselves in his place. Of course, he was not in a barrel himself, nor was there anyone to pack him in, even if there had been a chance. It looked as if he would certainly lose his friends this time. Nearly all of them had already disappeared through the dark trapdoor, and get utterly left behind and have to stay lurking as a permanent burglar in the elf caves for ever. For even if he could have escaped through the upper gates at once, he had precious small chance of ever finding the dwarves again. He did not know the way by land to the place where the barrels were collected. He wondered what on earth would happen to them without him.